This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Alpin.
Episode 225 of Job Search Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Now, when you work with a recruiter, they will take a lot off your plate to handle for you. But one thing you have to be on your guard for is when the offer comes in. Because trust me, closing the deal is the only thing on their mind. And what they think of when they think of closing the deal is maneuvering you to do what their client wants. Hope you find this show helpful because, frankly, I give you some advice for how to do it. And I also want to let you know that JobSearchCoachingHQ.com now has a 7-day free trial. It is a great opportunity to explore the site, ask me questions. I'll help you with the search. And after that, you know, if you don't want to stay, I will whimper, but that's my problem. And now let's get going, okay? Now, most of the time, I'm a big advocate of working with a recruiter to find a position. Why? Frankly, a couple of things. The relationship with the employer that greases the skids for you getting in the door. And number two, the ease from your standpoint. After all, they handle all your scheduling, handle all the peripheral nonsense and deflect it from you, where your inexperience can distract you from the process, seeing the employer as they should be seen. But when it gets to salary negotiation, there's an interesting dynamic. And that is the recruiter smells blood in the water, the blood being their fee. And their job is to close the deal. And that's true whether it's a retained search firm or a contingency search firm. The retained firm will talk very nicely and say, you know, well, they won't even address it. They'll dismiss it as nonsense, but it's, you know, everyone's working to make a living, and this isn't social work. So ultimately, they're trying to close the hire and get the position filled, just like the contingency firm. So the tendency is to push and bully very nicely or very aggressively the candidate into taking what the employer offers. I wish it weren't true, but, you know, statistics tell me this. Not the way I work. I really do try and make a match on the money, but most recruiters don't. After all, at the end of the day, you're the one transaction, and they're going to try and work with that employer for many years to come. So their natural tendency is to try and squeeze you rather than squeeze the employer. Now, when you're working through a recruiter, it's important, just like it is when you're negotiating with an employer directly, to know what your real value is. Now, sometimes your numbers may be wrong. Now, you're talking to friends who are shooting from the hip and don't really have any data. So you need to know your data and to understand that the data reflects a range. So I'll give an example. You're looking at a job that's 130 to 150, or if you're a lower level individual, 60 to 70,000, or an even higher level individual, 4 to 425, okay? It's human nature to only hear the top number, 70,000, 150, 425, and focus in on that number. And if you're offered a dime less, to say, hey, how come I didn't get all the money? After all, my value is whatever it is. At the end of the day, you want to be in the range and you want to drive it up as high as possible. So when you're working with the recruiter, you have to say things to him or her along the lines of, they've come in a touch low and I'm frankly disappointed. And, you know, I have other things going on that will come in at a better number than this. Why don't you circle back and see if they'll improve it? They'll try and probe more. And from their standpoint, either the contingency recruiter is panicked and the retained recruiter, I'm not going to project on them. I'll just simply say that, you know, they're going to try and push a little bit harder on the employer to up the number. Without that, you're basically going to be stuck with the recruiter, the headhunter, the search professional, who's going to be trying to push you into that box of the number, rather than trying to have them push back at the employer in a diplomatic way. And you need to be prepared to walk away from the situation if you take this strategy. I want to be absolutely clear about that, because they may say, she's not going to take it, or he's not going to take it, unless you up the money. In the example of the senior exec said, look, I've said from day one, 425, and, they've come in at 415. I believe my value is 425, and the $10,000 difference I'm going to make for them many times over in the course of my work. And if they don't see the value, then this isn't the right place for me. With that, you've thrown the gauntlet down to say, I'm prepared to walk away unless they hit my number. 8 times out of 10, they're going to hit the number. If they aren't, they're being foolish, and you don't want to join a company populated with fools. For the person looking at that job at 130 to 150, where you zero in on 150, you're making 125. You're probably not going to get the 150, but you got to push them up a little bit. So again, you circle back to the recruiter. This is true of the $60,000 to $70,000 job as well. You circle back to the recruiter and very calmly say, they've come in a bit short. I've got other things going on. This is a market where I can land. And, I prefer it being there, but if they don't value me sufficiently, then I'll be very happy at this next place I'm talking to. And by doing that, you're going to force them to earn their check and earn their fame. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. There, I have curated information that I've developed and other people have developed that's designed to help you find work more quickly. It's articles, podcasts, videos. It's all my books and guides to job hunting are there for one low price. And you can ask me questions about your search so that you don't make mistakes that prove costly. The kind of things that make you hit yourself in the head and say, why did I say that? Or why did I do that? So again, join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. And by the way, if we aren't connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me. My page there is linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGamer.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.